Dobrý večer and welcome to the Bohemian podcast with Piet Coleman and Travis Dole.
Good evening from Washington, D.C. this late July afternoon. I'm your host, Piet Coleman. My co-host Travis Dow is on assignment in San Diego this week, recording a special program on Comic-Con for another one of our podcast endeavors. It should be a lot of fun to hear the sound from there, so we wish him all the best, and we'll be sure to pass along the program information when we complete the editing for that Americana Past podcast show. Tonight's episode is a departure from our normal fare of Czech battles, cultural Czech references and such, so that we can bring you a travel journal of sorts. Tonight's program is of a personal nature to me, connecting with my children while on vacation away from the Czech Republic. No worries if this episode is not quite your cup of tea. We'll be back with the medieval bloodlettings, religious intolerances, and political power struggles next time. You may have also noticed I'm not recording this from Prague this week. Home is the D.C. metro area of Northern Virginia for me, and I too am on special assignment. I'm here on vacation in the States with my children in the hopes of reacquainting them with America. It has been 6 years since they have been back, and my youngest has very faint memories of family and places here in the States. Both of them have adapted well to Czech life in Prague, and they have also helped me in my transition since moving to Prague in 2011. You know, the Bohemian podcast was named in part by my wish to learn more about my newly adopted home of the Czech Republic from an American expat perspective, thus the merged name of Bohemian American. Now, some of our newer listeners may be confused that I do not claim Czech heritage, as maybe our program title implies. Rather, as an American trying to take in the wonderful culture, history, and traditions of the Bohemian and Moravian peoples, I wanted my children to know the special nature of their shared Czech and American identities. All of us have made great strides in making Prague our home. My poor Czech language skills set aside from that observation, of course. The kids are bilingual and their Czech roots are firmly planted now. But what about their American side? These are the problems of many immigrants on both sides of the Atlantic. It is difficult to completely hold on to one's native-born heritage or identity when you are living so far away in another country. Language binds us together with our national identity, so speaking English at home does help, but there is no substitute for traveling back home and reconnecting face-to-face with friends and relatives and that society as a whole. This was my goal this month, as I hoped my children would reconnect with their father's American background. Traveling alone with a teen and a 10-year-old can be a challenge that may scare off less adventurous parents out there. And I have to admit, I was a bit worried with the travel protocol of passports, identification papers, various security checkpoints in the EU, Canada, and the US. And of course, can we all get along for 4 weeks of international travel? That was all in question at some point. The cost-benefit was weighed, and of course, it was worth the small hassles to see my son enjoy an American Major League Baseball game, and to have my daughter experience firsthand that Americans are genuinely friendly group of people, perhaps to the contrary of what she's been seeing on the news and read on the internet. We are visiting my side of the family in the Washington, D.C. area and in Detroit, Michigan. There won't be much time to visit some of my other friends and family in Atlanta, West Virginia, California, or Southern Illinois. However, you should travel with hopes of coming back again someday. An overbooked trip full of traveling and schedules can quickly ruin the fun part of any vacation. That being said, there were some must-dos on this trip back home. I was determined to squeeze in some American history, museums, baseball, a beach trip, 4th of July celebrations, and family backyard cookouts. For my boy, Major League Baseball was a must as he is in his second year of Little League Baseball here in the Czech Republic. During the trip, we would see 4 pro games, 2 in D.C., 1 in Baltimore, and finally Detroit. I love seeing my son experience a Major League Baseball game with all of his senses. The sights, the sounds, the smell of a baseball park, just as I remembered it as a kid. All right, my boy. So, some of the best things that I had time with you was actually going to the baseball games. Tell me the best part of that you liked about going to these Major League Baseball games on our trip.
Well, the best thing about it is that usually in Czech Republic, we see it only on TV. And when we are at the baseball game, you see it really live and you see them play like in person. And it just looks so cool to see these big stars just like a few meters from you. The ballpark is nice. Usually from Baltimore Orioles, they have a very nice park. They have one of their specialties, like food, is a crab cake. So all these things make it rare. Oriole bird was pretty good. I got ball signed, a signature from the bird. It says the bird. And from the Nationals, they have a pretty interesting mascot. But the Nationals were always one of my favorite teams. So I kind of like the National Park and the mascot and the players because it's one of my favorite teams.
Nathaniel's trip to America was full of small and big experiences that he soon won't forget. From small enjoyments of hard-to-get American food to seeing family after such a long time, every day was full of something new. And now let's talk real quickly about family and the food stuff that you talked about. All right, you had root beer, Slurpees, barbecue, you had some Southern fried chicken, you had a whole bunch of, you had Maryland crab legs. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can't necessarily get here in Czech Republic. What was your favorite thing that you had to eat in America?
I can't pick.
Because it was so good?
It was just a lot of options. I just can't pick.
You see family you haven't seen for a long time. What was it like to see them again? Is it better to see them in person than see them like on Skype or send emails?
Well, I usually can't see them much because I never really get calls.
Is it better to see them in person, though, than get a phone call, though, would you think?
Yeah, it's much better.
As for my daughter, I was interested in her take on the differences between the States and Europe. At 17, her preconceived ideas and new perspectives from making this journey were something I really wanted to get to know. What were your impressions of Americans as you were kind of just taking it all in, as someone who's been away for 6 years here living in Czech Republic?
The first thing that really surprised me was the fact that everybody just spoke to you if you didn't look like you were very occupied with, like, doing your own thing. They would just come up to you and say, hey, how's your day going? It's really cool that they come up and talk to you. At first, it was a little daunting because I'm used to going outside to, like, buy something and not having to deal with other people, which isn't, like, a hard thing. But still, I just wasn't used to the fact that people would come up to me and talk to me. Also, people would often sort of wear the same things. Because here, people tend to express themselves via, like, clothes and hair. And there, people express themselves in different ways. But, the outer aesthetic, didn't seem to be as prominent as here.
You know, the people of the Czech Republic are not so different from Americans on their leisure activities. Many city families in Prague, Brno, Pilsen, or Ostrava have the same wants to get back to nature and cool off in the mountains or spend a week or two seaside in Greece or on a trip to Croatia. Cooking out on a fire in the summer is done in Czechia as well, just minus the slow smoker or the Alaskan salmon options. Getting crab legs in Prague is a difficult task opposed to the eastern shore of Maryland, so there are some small differences. Yet, on the whole, summertime activities in America wouldn't be too strange for the kids. As we are approaching the end of this wonderful trip back home, I'm starting to take stock on what the kids saw and soaked in. They got to know me a little bit better as their dad. I showed them where I grew up, my schools, my playgrounds, and even a trip to my alma mater at Michigan State University to visit good old Sparty. We were witness to the 4th of July celebrations, fireworks and all, shopping, a bit of nature at Great Falls along the Potomac River, a day at a small beach near Chesapeake Bay, and numerous museums from DC's Air and Space Complex to the American Indian Museum. I even took my kids by the home of George Washington at Mount Vernon. What were some things that you liked about going to America? I took you to a lot of historical places like George Washington's house and a couple museums. What did you remember from George Washington's house and some of these historical places that we went to, like the Lincoln Memorial too?
Well, I think I like more the Lincoln Memorial because the big statue of Lincoln sitting on the chair was pretty good. George Washington's house was in repair, so that kind of took some niceness out of it. But back in the day, the house was actually really tall and long and nice.
What did you think about when we went into the theater in George Washington's house in the museum, and it had this snow falling down when it talked about the Battle of Valley Valley Forge. What did you think about some of those things in the museum?
The snow was the best part about the movie, but sometimes they had like fake George Washington in his young teenage days. Later on, he became a general of a big revolution against England.
One of my hopes from this trip was to have the kids feel like they have a second home in America. Should they ever want to relocate someday as adults, I want that option open to them. Prague will always be home to them, and I think that that is wonderful. The world is a much smaller place today as we live in an increasingly growing global community. My oldest, Leticia, is a young woman now, and she will soon be planning to start her adult life. I hope that she too will have a relationship with the States in some form or fashion. Do you think that you could eventually be able to have the option to live in the United States sometime in your life? Like maybe go be able to acclimate if you had a job over there, or are you too European that you can never look at being living in the United States ever again other than just visiting?
Yeah, I'm sure that I could get used to it. I actually got really used to it towards the end, that everybody was so nice and stuff, that even when I came here, I spoke to other people that like I didn't really know that much, which like got me some weird looks. It wasn't like yeah, but I mean, I'm very sure that I could get used to it. I also really, apart from the other things, I really love the language. Here, Czech is great, but English is just like a very different language that I really love. I love to read in it and stuff, so it's really nice to see it used, and the different like layers and accents and everything that's just like a few hours away, people speak in a totally different way, and it's really cool.
We ended this trip with a last stop to downtown DC to visit the Lincoln Memorial, a spot I've been to many times growing up, but a first for my children. I explained the importance of the wall carved with the Gettysburg Address and the view from Lincoln's gaze upon the reflecting pool, a place where Reverend King's speech took place following the Civil Rights March in Washington. Behind us was the bridge to Arlington Cemetery, where my grandfather rests. In the past several years, I've made the Czech Republic my home, and when I am away from Prague, I miss her, but my ties to America are strong. I think I have a better understanding of the immigrants that left their home for America, the struggles with a foreign language, the concern that your children don't hold on to the culture of their parents' homeland, and feeling just a bit out of cultural step with the people around you. Yet, life is an adventure, and change can help you grow, especially on your perspectives of the world around you. I believe it's been a successful trip for all three of us. And now the hard part, packing up and heading back to Prague. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Bohemican Podcast. Be sure to drop by the Bohemican.com website for more information on the expat experience of living in the Czech Republic. Do some research, stop by our t-shirt e-store, or link up to our YouTube channel. New shows are constantly in the works. So for my kids, Nathaniel and Leticia, I'm Pete Coleman. Nasledano.
You have been listening to the Bohemican Podcast with Pete Coleman and Travis Doe. Visit bohemican.com for more information on this episode, other episodes, and much more information about history, traditions, and culture in the Czech Republic. Find us on iTunes, subscribe, and review, and don't forget to rate us. We would love to hear from you. Send comments, ideas, and corrections on our comments page on bohemican.com, or get in touch via Facebook or Twitter. Tune in to our sister podcast, History of Alchemy, which is also on iTunes or on historyofalchemy.com. Until next time on the Bohemican Podcast, thank you for listening.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.